This is Ozarks at Large. Shrek the Musical is coming to Walton Arts Center, and if you're at all familiar with the Green Ogre, you know he lives near a land far, far away. But he also has a Fayetteville connection. Shrek the Musical, directed on Broadway by Fayetteville native Jason Moore. Jason, who's been nominated for a Tony in 2004 for his direction of Avenue Q, joins me on the phone. Jason, thanks for taking a few minutes of your time.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you.
When a work that you were with at the inception then goes out on the road, as Shrek has done and is doing, do you keep up with it at all? Do you follow along?
I do. Well, we get reports all the time about how the houses are, and I'm not able to visit it in every city. And I actually just finished a movie, so I've been away for a while. But I hope to visit the tour before it gets to Fayetteville.
It's been put together. You've put the direction down. Can you, from afar, make slight tweaks or different changes as the tour continues?
We with every location, because of the different theater configurations, kind of get its own special treatment to make sure it looks great in the local house. And then I have an associate director who goes out and sort of maintains the actors and the notes, and there are stage managers that travel with the show. So there's a lot of attention paid to it every night. You know, one of my first jobs on Broadway was supervising shows in that same way, Les Mis and Ragtime I supervise, so I try and set up a system so that the show is always in tip-top shape in every locale, and especially for Fayetteville, since I'm from.
when you have a robust character like Shrek on stage, bigger than life, figuratively and literally, is it ever a concern that you want to make sure this character, who granted is the focal point, doesn't overshadow everybody else and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you always want to make sure that your central character is the main focus, and certainly the musical is called Shrek. What's interesting about this story is that there's so many kind of fantastical creatures around Shrek as well. So we really kind of see this journey that Shrek goes on through his eyes, but he encounters all these, talking donkeys and dragons. So there's a lot going on in the story, but Shrek is the heart. You know, he falls in love, he discovers who he can be, bigger than what the world says he can be. And so I think it's a really wonderful character to have at the center of a musical.
And, of course, there is music, and there is, it's a grand combination of colors and movement. When you go on tour, people kind of sometimes expect spectacle, and this one delivers.
Yeah, it does. You know, we always kind of said if Shrek's going to go on the road, it has to deliver an entire fantasy world. That's the whole point of both the original conception of the world that Shrek is in, but also it's the story. You know, it's a journey story. You need to believe that you're going from place to place in a very theatrical way. So I'm really pleased with how this tour looks. It's big and bold and colorful, just like the original was. And so people are going to see ogres and dragons and donkeys.
Shrek is an ogre. Anna Kendrick is the opposite of ogre, and she's someone you directed in the movie you mentioned earlier, Pitch Perfect. What was that experience like? You were just on the red carpet for the premiere, I think, Monday night.
Yeah, we just had a great premiere. It was a wonderful evening. All the cast was there, and it was my first feature film, so it was kind of, the ultimate finale in this long 14-month journey that I've been on getting it ready. And Anna Kendrick is far from an ogre. She's also kind of an observant. We were actually talking about this. It's a similar kind of character. She's the grounded central character of this movie, and she sees all these fantastical girls coming in and out of this this college a cappella group. So we were laughing. I was like, oh, there's a trend in the work here. But she's a lot prettier than Shrek.
But beauty's inside too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when Shrek has a life, it's out there on its own, the movie will have a life, and then it goes to DVD. Are you interested in to see how the experience is? Because you can go see a play live every night, especially when it's on Broadway, when you're the director. Once the movie's in the can, it's in the can. Is there a different feeling for you?
Yeah, there are lots of the Pitch Perfect has a lot of live performance in it, and because of my Broadway background, we had 4 weeks of rehearsal to get those numbers in shape, and they each take place in a theater with lighting, and so I felt quite comfortable with that element of the movie and really wanted to bring the kind of live performance experience as much as I could to that movie. It's kind of like concert. It's kind of like going to a concert. So I was very cognizant about choosing camera angles and mixing the sound in a way that the live movie audience would feel kind of as much like they were at a live concert as is possible in the movie, because everyone knows it's not live, of course. But I was also, thinking a lot about the experience of what is it like when you do watch a movie, a musical, you know, on DVD or on video on demand at home in your living room. You know, how do you try and bring some of that excitement to that experience? Although, you know, that's one of the reasons I love the theater and will always come back to it, is because to me nothing beats the live experience of seeing an event with, you know, hundreds of other people laughing and clapping.
Not even close, is it? I mean, movies are great, but theater is something else.
You can't, and it's the reason people ultimately will pay the money to go to the theaters, because that live experience and the connection to the stage, you know, is only really done there and in concert, and it's the reason there's such special events.
Shrek the Musical is coming to Walton Arts Center. Pitch Perfect opens nationally
October 5th.
Jason Moore, thank you very much for your time.
Great, thank you. Nice talking to you.
Jason Moore is a Fayetteville native and the director of the new feature film, Pitch Perfect. It opens nationally tomorrow. He also directed Shrek the Musical on Broadway. That production, by the way, will be on stage at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville later this month. And Jody Beznoska will be in the studio next to discuss Shrek and other October events connected with the Walton Arts Center. That's next on Ozarks at Large.